Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Governor Deval Patrick says he's growing impatient with power companies that 4 days after the weekend snowstorm are still restoring electricity. About 200,000 homes and businesses across the state remain without power. In a few minutes, we're going to speak with the state secretary overseeing the Department of Public Utilities. But first, WBUR's Kurt Nickisch has the story of a utility that was once slammed for its dawdling storm response and learned its lesson.
Residents and businesses going on 2 weeks without power. Governor Deval Patrick calling for an investigation. A petition circulating asking Fitchburg to form its own power company. That was the story 3 years ago when an ice storm downed lines and completely exposed Unitil, the power company serving four communities around Fitchburg. When the debacle was over, Unitil apologized, but at the time that didn't satisfy a state rep from Fitchburg, Stephen DiNatale.
It's going to take significantly more than simply a letter of apology to right the outrageous performance that they demonstrated during that storm.
Unitil tried to do right by revamping its entire emergency response, and this time Unitil did a lot better. The company's Alec O'Mara says staffers at the operations center in Fitchburg went into battle mode days before the storm when they saw the forecast.
With wet, heavy snow, that's the kind of oatmeal-y, sticks to everything, just wet cement from the sky kind of snow. It's the kind of snow you never want to see fall if you're a utility.
Unitil started ordering in extra crews from as far away as Michigan to help, bringing its total to 300 crews. And it was a little bit of a gamble. If the storm fizzled, O'Mara says Unitil still would have been on the hook for stacks of invoices.
It is not a minor commitment. There's a lot of costs associated with that, travel expenses, lodging, meals. It is fair to say that this storm will be in the millions as far as cost.
It was worth it. The weekend nor'easter plopped almost 2 feet of snow on Fitchburg. 85% of Unitil's Massachusetts customers lost power.
You saw big, healthy trees, trees that have no business causing trouble to utilities, were just completely burdened and just got messed up in the lines, and we had a lot of troubles we had to deal with.
Troubles that have now been dealt with. O'Mara says Unitil got the last 100 of its Massachusetts customers without power back online this afternoon.
Our restoration, it's been slow going, but we're pretty happy with how things have gone.
Pretty happy to be the first to be done this time, not the last. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.